What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can eliminate pregame anxiety, all right? So I know a lot of athletes struggle with this, so I'm super excited to dive into this topic with you guys today. Just another reminder to follow us on Instagram at Psych Athletes if you aren't already. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And one last thing, it's kind of new. If you're listening on Spotify, there's a little Q&A portion at the bottom of the page. So if you have any suggestions about topics that you want discussed on the podcast, just type it in there or just shoot me a DM on Instagram. All right, let's get into the episode. What's up, guys? So today we're going to be talking about pregame anxiety, eliminating pregame anxiety. But before we begin, I do want to announce something that I'm really excited about. We're going to be launching the Psych Athletes Patreon in January 2022. So next month, you guys will have the opportunity to not only support me and the podcast, but our mission to spread mental performance resources to athletes everywhere. And so when you subscribe and when you join the community, the Patreon community, you'll get content like weekly mental drills, weekly lesson videos, one-on-one meetings, priority support from me, access to our library of unpublished lesson videos and mental drills, access to our courses, early access to episodes, bonus episodes. And I just want it to be kind of a community for you to go to, for you guys to go to for all your mental performance content. And I'm just super excited about it. I'm going to put a lot of work in it for you guys. So again, it'll be launching in January. So if you have any questions about it, some comments, concerns, some suggestions about content, what I should include, just shoot me a quick DM and I'll get right on it. All right. So with that said, we're going to be talking about eliminating pregame anxiety. We've talked a lot about it. We've talked about it a lot in the past, specifically anxiety during games and competitions, you know, what to do when we're feeling that heightened sense of pressure in the moment. All right, our heart starts beating fast. We start to get a little anxious, a little nervous. I've given you guys stuff like EFT tapping, like breathing techniques, stuff like that. But today we're going to be taking a more philosophical approach, I guess. I'm going to try and shift your mindset a little bit in regards to how you think about anxiety before games and competitions. Kind of get to the root cause of it, okay? And I'm going to challenge you guys. I'm going to give you guys a little challenge at the end of it, and I'm excited about it. But again, eliminating pregame anxiety. I'm going to give you a quote from, I think his name is David Simon. He says, from a spiritual perspective, freedom from attachment to a particular outcome is the ultimate expression of liberation. We can choose the actions we take, but we cannot control the consequences of our choices. Okay, this is one of the hardest concepts to kind of internalize and live by, right? We're athletes. We care a lot about competition. We just want to compete. We want to go out there and we want to win because it's our livelihood, right? We want to win so bad. Okay, but it's this kind of mindset, this detachment from outcome, this freedom of outcome mindset, it's the most powerful and most critical, all right? I think part of the difficulty for people to internalize this concept is the fear of the unknown, right? What if I do everything I need to do and it still doesn't work, right? The fear of failure, obviously. What if I do everything, I go out there, I compete, I give it my all, and it's just still not enough and we still lose? I think that's what scares a lot of people the most. Okay, and when we attempt to manipulate or we worry about the outcome of our choices or how we compete, we build expectations, right? When we try and worry about the outcome, when we think about winning or losing a game, you know, how we play, how we perform, am I going to score a goal today? Am I going to score 20 points today? Am I going to play a good defense today? Okay, we build expectations. And what happens when we build expectations, anxiety and nerves feed off expectations. We start thinking about the what ifs, right? We start overthinking, okay? We start building this pressure based off expectations, right? That's why sometimes before games and matches, you'll feel that pressure building, okay? Because you're thinking about all the what ifs, all the external factors, the things that have nothing to do with your performance and the process, okay? And it's building nerves and anxiety and pressure, all right? We're not worried about the process, right? We're not scared. We're not really scared of competing. We get anxious about what is going to end up happening when we do compete, right? We're not scared of shooting the ball. We're scared about whether or not it will go in, right? We're not scared of swinging the bat. We're scared of missing the ball. We're fearful of the outcome of the processes. We're fearful of the outcome of competing. You see what I mean? Okay? We're fearful of the what ifs, okay? Okay, think about it like this. You have a final coming up, but you've already secured your grade in the class, right? Say you're in line to receive an A, okay? I'm sure you guys have had, maybe not an A. Maybe some of you guys are cool with a C. That's how I was in high school. I was like, you know, I don't give a shit. Like, if I don't fail this final, like, I'll pass the class. It's all I need to do, okay? So think about it like that. Say you're in line to receive an A no matter the outcome of your final. Now, obviously, you don't want to bomb your final, so you've done some studying and preparation, but you know that whatever is the result of your test, of your final, will not completely alter your final grade, okay? So you intend to try your best on the test, obviously, but ultimately, you've disregarded the outcome. Now, right here, what you've done is you've subconsciously detached yourself from the result of your final. You have no expectations. You have no expectations about what grade you're going to receive, okay? No nerves, no what-ifs, no negative self-talk. All of it has been rid from your mind, okay? When we simplify things kind of like that, when we go into competitions with the intention to do well, the intention to succeed, but we disregard the outcome, we disregard our expectations for our performance, we're going to eliminate the negatives. We're going to eliminate the what-ifs, the overthinking, the anxiety, the nerves, okay? I don't know how many athletes have come to me. Have you guys ever had experiences where maybe you didn't feel good one day, or maybe you were feeling sick, okay? I remember I was talking to this guy, Matt. He's a UFC fighter, and he was telling me that he had one of his best performances when he wasn't feeling well, when he was feeling like shit. I think he had the flu or something. And he said that was the most locked in and in the zone he's ever felt in his life. And he ended up performing out of his mind. Why do you think that is? When he thought about the upcoming competition and he thought about, you know, his expectations for it, he's like, okay, I'm sick. All right, I'm not feeling too well. All right, so it doesn't really matter what the outcome of this competition is because it's not a true reflection of my ability, of my you know, capabilities. Okay, and when you think about it like that, it kind of releases the pressure on your shoulders, kind of alleviates that those nerves that you're feeling, okay? Because you almost have nothing to lose, okay? You're competing, you know, with a bunch of hindrances. You're competing sick. You're competing and you're not feeling well, okay? You just released all your expectations. So how do you think you're going to play after that? You're going to play well. You're going to play great. You're going to play free, loose, all right? I remember in high school, I told this story before. We had a doubleheader one day, and I had no expectations for it. We're like, okay, I just want to go home after this game. Like, I just want to get this game over with. I wasn't placing a ton of weight on the outcome of the competition. All right. When I went into that game, I had no pregame nerves. I had no anxiety. I wasn't hesitant. I wasn't nervous. I just went out there and competed. All right. So it's all about simplifying. It's all about simplifying your mindset, essentially. It's all about disregarding the outcome and focusing on the process, focusing on the execution, okay? Focusing on the enjoyment of the game, all right? So in conclusion, I have a challenge for you, okay? I want you to try to flip the script. I challenge you to have an end goal in mind, right? Whether it be before competitions or during training, maybe you have a game coming up. I want you to have an end goal in mind, okay? To play my best. Say that's your end goal. And I want you to set, you know, steps to get there, plan steps to get there, okay? Focus on your execution. You know, I'm going to have a pregame routine for it. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to compete my ass off. I'm going to play a good defense. I'm going to, you know, get to my spots. Say you're a basketball player. I'm going to stay in front of my man. I'm going to get to my spots. I'm going to make good passes. I'm going to play good defense. And that's all you're focusing on. You're not focusing on the outcome of competition. You're focusing on the process of competing. Okay, and then I want you to outline that little plan and I want you to enjoy that process. I want you to shift your mindset before games and competitions from thinking about the outcome, from thinking about the results of competition, to thinking about the process and the enjoyment of competing. I want you to focus on that. And I promise you, if you're able to do this, you're not only going to compete much better. I mean, you're not only going to have less nerves and anxiety, and you're going to kind of alleviate that pressure before games and competitions. You're going to play so much better, right? Have that intention plus the freedom of outcome. Have the intention to compete your best, okay? Have the intention to play your best, but let go of the outcome before games and competitions, all right? So that's one way to do it. I want to challenge you guys to have a plan, okay? Outline that plan a little bit, focus on the process, focus on the enjoyment of the game, okay, before your games and competitions, and not the results, okay? That's all that should be going through your head before games and competitions, not the results, but the process of competing. And I promise you, you'll start to feel that weight lifted off your shoulders. You'll start to breathe a little easier, be more calm, be more relaxed, be more fluid, okay? Now, a really helpful way, again, to try to gain this sort of perspective that I'm talking about, this intention plus freedom of outcome perspective, okay? How to learn to detach yourself from the outcome of competitions is to meditate. And I have a guided meditation I give to a lot of athletes. I gave one to an athlete recently, and she said it helped her tons. I was really happy about that. I've given it to a bunch of athletes. And what it does is helps you free yourself from expectations before competitions. It basically helps you breathe through all your worries, doubts, fears, reservations, and expectations around your upcoming game or competition. I've had great feedback on it. So just shoot me a DM on Instagram, Discord, or Facebook, and I'll send it over to you ASAP. That's all I have for you guys today. Remember, Patreon launching in January 2022, so the beginning of next year. Follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I'll see you in the next one.